Hey everyone, welcome to this deep dive all about reach compliance and injection molding. Now we've got a really fascinating set of sources you sent over. And
I'm excited to jump in.
Yeah, let's be honest. This stuff can get pretty complicated. Like, we know you're already familiar with the RECH basics, you know, the EU's regulation for safe chemical use. But
yeah.
This deep dive is going to go way beyond those kind of initial steps. We're going to turn you into like a RECH detective.
I like that.
We're going to untangle supplier audits, SVHC's substances of very high concern, and really figure out how to achieve REACH compliance, not just avoiding those penalties, right?
Like going deeper.
And to help us navigate all of this, we have our expert here.
Happy to be here.
So one thing that really stood out to me in your research was this idea that REACH compliance is like following a super complex recipe.
Mm-hmm.
Like if you miss one ingredient, one step,
well, yeah.
The whole thing can just... It falls apart, yeah.
That is a really good comparison. REACH compliance really does require that attention to detail. And, you know, overlooking something small can have huge consequences. And it's not just about choosing the right materials. It's about every single stage of the process.
Okay, so speaking of stages, you had a whole section on supplier audits. And I have to admit, it's a little more intense than I thought it would be. It's not just checking a box, is it?
Definitely not. Supplier audits are really about building those partnerships.
Yeah.
With transparency and a shared commitment to compliance, right? You're like an investigator. You're checking our each registration numbers.
Yeah.
You're figuring out material composition and making sure your suppliers are just as invested as you are.
You know, there was actually a story in one of the articles about a company that almost had a disaster because a supplier wasn't meeting RCH standards.
Oh.
And they only caught it during an audit. So what are some things people should be looking for, like red flags when they're doing these audits?
Yeah, that's a great example of why these audits are so important. Some red flags. Let's see, inconsistencies in documentation. Vague information about material composition. If they're hesitant to engage openly during the audit.
Okay.
Those can all be signs that something's not quite right.
So it really is like detective work.
It is, yeah. It's about having that attention to detail. But remember, it's not about catching them out. It's about working together to make sure everyone is meeting the standards.
It's a team effort.
Exactly, a team effort.
You're building trust, and that network goes beyond just your company.
It does,
yeah.
A strong supplier network is one of the most powerful tools you have when it comes to REACH compliance. And that kind of brings us to an interesting point, creating a supplier rating system.
Yeah, I was a little surprised by that. Is that like really necessary? It seems like a lot of work.
Yeah, it's definitely an investment.
Yeah.
But I think it pays off. Think of it as managing risk, right? You're rating suppliers based on their track record, communication. It's going beyond the bare minimum and encouraging improvement and collaboration.
So you're pushing everyone to be better, not just meet the baseline.
Exactly. It fosters a culture of excellence. And a strong, reliable supply chain is the foundation for everything.
Okay, so we've talked about suppliers. But what about what's happening on your own production line? There was another story about a company that didn't follow the safety data sheet guidelines, which led to... a buildup of volatile organic compounds.
Ah, yes. A dangerous situation.
Very dangerous. Yeah.
Those safety data sheets, SDSs, they're like the rule book. They tell you how to handle chemicals safely. Everything matters. The SDS has procedures, storage requirements. It's all about protecting workers and the environment.
So it's not just paperwork. It's really important for safety.
Exactly. And in that story you mentioned, not following those instructions led to a real hazard.
Yeah, those VOCs building up in the workspace.
Exactly. It shows how important it is to take these documents seriously. Every detail, every instruction is there for a reason.
It really reinforces that recipe analogy, doesn't it?
It does, yeah. Every ingredient, every step has to be followed perfectly. And with production processes, it's not just about following the SDS. It's about having procedures for every stage, from material handling to equipment maintenance.
I bet equipment maintenance is super important with injection molding, given all the different materials you use.
You're right. Cleaning, for example, is crucial. If you switch between materials without properly cleaning the equipment, well, it's like mixing up ingredients from different recipes. You never know what you're going to get.
Definitely not a good recipe for a compliant product.
Exactly. Contamination is a huge risk, both for quality and compliance. You need those meticulous cleaning protocols.
It's a whole system.
It is. Proactive, preventative measures.
And of course, record keeping is a big part of that. We keep hearing about this 10-year retention period, which seems like a really long time.
Yeah.
Is it really necessary in every case?
Well, that 10-year requirement is really important to REACH. It helps with traceability. Imagine if there's a safety concern years later. Having those records lets you trace everything back, every ingredient, every batch. It's crucial for identifying the source of the issue and protecting consumers.
So it's like a time machine for your products.
Exactly. You can go back and see exactly what happened. And those records have to be thorough, right? Detailed documentation, supplier data, process logs. It's the backbone of your compliance.
Okay, so we've talked about suppliers, internal processes, and record keeping. What's next in this whole race compliance journey?
Well, next is where it gets real. You have to assess the compliance of your actual products, especially if they're going to the EU market.
Right, the product compliance assessment. What does that involve?
Basically, you're putting your product through tests. You're trying to mimic real-world conditions. You're checking to see if the product releases any harmful substances.
So like heat, sunlight, moisture.
Exactly. It's about demonstrating that your product meets the RHE standards.
And I'm guessing this is where all that record keeping comes in handy.
Absolutely. Having those records of your materials, your processes, it's essential for this assessment.
So you have all the pieces of the puzzle.
Exactly. And remember, this isn't just about passing a test. It's about ensuring the safety of your consumers and the environment.
It's about putting your money where your mouth is.
Exactly. And once you've demonstrated that compliance, the next step is communicating that to your customers.
Right, the communication part. It's one thing to be compliant, but it's another to tell your customers about it.
Yeah, that's a great point. Communicating your REACH compliance clearly is so important.
So how do you do that? I mean, without overwhelming people with jargon.
That's a great question, and that's something we'll delve into next time. But first, let's recap what we've covered.
Good idea. So we've talked about going beyond the basics of REACH, becoming REACH detectives with supplier audits, treating those safety data sheets like they're sacred, and all those detailed procedures and product assessments.
A lot to take in. But all of this is driven by a commitment to transparency and responsibility, and a genuine desire to create safe, compliant products.
Well said. And for our listeners, stick around as we dive into communicating REACH compliance effectively. Right after, just kidding, we're going to keep going right now. No need for any breaks.
Let's do it.
We're going to finish up this deep dive. No artificial pauses here.
Sounds good.
So we've talked about communication, but let's focus on specific strategies. How do you strike that balance between giving enough information without overwhelming people?
That's the key, right? Your customers probably aren't REACH experts. They just want to know that their products are safe and high quality.
So you need to make it clear and reassuring.
Exactly. And there are a lot of ways to do that. Be upfront about your commitment to REACH.
Okay, but what does that look like? Like, do I send customers detailed reports?
No. Not quite. Think about integrating REACH messaging into what you're already doing. Put a statement on your website, your packaging. Create a page that explains REACH simply.
So make the information easy to find.
Exactly. And don't forget visuals. Use infographics or videos to explain things in a way that's engaging.
So show them, don't just tell them.
Exactly. But all of this has to be backed up by action.
Right. Walk the walk.
Exactly.
Now, one thing that keeps coming up in these sources is staying up to date.
Ah.
Because RISI isn't a static thing, is it?
No, it's constantly changing. The ECHA, the European Chemicals Agency, they're always updating the SVHC list. It's a dynamic landscape.
So how do we keep up? Do I need to constantly be checking their website?
You can, but there are better ways. First, subscribe to their email alerts. They'll send you notifications about any changes.
That sounds much easier.
It is. And don't be afraid to reach out to industry groups or consultants. They could be really helpful resources.
Like ResearchAge Navigators.
Exactly. But staying up to date isn't just about knowing the rules. It's about understanding how they apply to your specific products.
Right. Connect the dots.
Exactly. And that's why internal training is so crucial. Your whole team needs to be on board.
A culture of compliance.
Exactly. From the people choosing materials to the people operating the machines. Everyone needs to be aware of REACH.
It's like a REACH symphony.
I like that. Okay. Everyone playing their part.
Now let's talk about the consequences of not complying. What happens if a company just ignores REACH?
Well, the EU takes this very seriously. We're talking big fines, products being pulled from the market, even legal action.
That's scary.
It is. But I think REACH compliance should be about more than just avoiding penalties. It should be about doing what's right.
Ethical manufacturing.
Exactly. And when you approach it that way, it becomes less of a burden. It's an opportunity to improve your products, your processes.
So it's a journey, not just a destination.
Exactly. And that journey can lead to innovation. You might find new, safer materials.
So turn challenges into opportunities.
Exactly. And speaking of opportunities, let's talk about that 10-year record-keeping requirement.
Okay, that one's a bit daunting.
It is, but it doesn't have to be a nightmare. The key is to create a system that works for you.
So how do we do that?
Well, the first step is to go digital.
Technology to the rescue?
Exactly. There's software specifically for Reach compliance. It helps with document storage, tracking, reporting.
Like a virtual assistant.
Exactly. No more lost documents. Everything is organized and accessible.
Okay, that sounds good. But what if I'm not that tech savvy?
There's support available. Consultants and training programs can help.
Like digital Sherpas.
Exactly.
So we've gone digital. What else can we do to make record keeping easier?
Well, remember that idea of breaking things down into smaller steps?
Yeah.
You can do that with record keeping too. Create a schedule, assign tasks to different team members.
Like an assembly line.
Exactly. That way you stay on top of everything and you're always prepared.
Oh, the habits.
Exactly. But remember, it's not just about the paperwork. It's about the bigger picture. Creating products that are safe and meet the highest standards.
Building a business you can be proud of.
Exactly.
So we've covered a lot. From digital tools to company culture, we've explored a lot of this Reach journey. And it's all about doing what's right for your customers, your employees, the environment.
Responsible manufacturing.
Exactly.
Ethical business practices. Yeah. Contributing to a more sustainable future.
Well said. And listeners, we're going to dive into communicating your Reach compliance next. Right after, just kidding. We're going to keep going. We're going to finish this deep dive right now.
Sounds good to me.
No need for any breaks.
Let's do it.
So we've touched on communication, but let's zero in on some strategies. We've talked about being transparent, proactive, but how do you give enough information without overwhelming people?
Yeah, that's the challenge. You have to remember that your customers aren't Reach experts. They want to feel confident that the products they buy are safe and compliant.
So how do you communicate that?
Think about the why behind your Reach compliance. It's about protecting people, the environment, ensuring quality.
Fundamental values.
Exactly. And you can create content that explains those benefits to your customers. Imagine a video showing your testing process or a blog post about sustainable materials.
Making it real for people.
Exactly.
And it makes you stand out from the competition.
Absolutely. And don't forget visuals. Infographics can explain complex information in a simple way.
Show. Don't tell.
Exactly.
And be transparent about your certifications.
Yes. If you've achieved something, show it off.
It's a sign of trust.
Exactly. And remember, communication is ongoing. Keep your customers updated.
Build that relationship.
Exactly.
Okay, so we've covered a lot. Supplier audits, digital tools, communication. Any final thoughts for our listeners?
Remember that Reach compliance is a journey.
Okay, explain that.
The regulations change, the market changes. You have to be adaptable.
Like a marathon.
Exactly. Stay informed. Keep improving.
Continuous improvement.
Yes. It's not about checking boxes. It's about being better.
So turn Reach compliance into a positive thing.
Exactly. It's a chance to innovate, build trust, make a difference.
Well said. Okay, folks, that's it for this deep dive. We've covered a lot, but the journey continues. We hope you feel equipped to handle Reach compliance. Remember, knowledge is power. So keep learning, keep asking questions, and until next time, stay curious. All right, so before we kind of went on a tangent there, we were talking about becoming Reach detectives, not just within our own companies, but also like with our suppliers too. Yeah. So Reach compliance really is a team effort.
It really is a collaborative effort. And, you know, building on that idea of collaboration, let's talk about communicating your Reach compliance to your customers.
Yeah, this is where I think things can get a little tricky. How do you explain all this complicated stuff without overwhelming people with technical jargon?
Right. It's a challenge. You don't want to give them a lecture on regulations.
Okay.
But they need to understand how it impacts the safety and quality of the products they're buying.
So translate those regulations into benefits.
Exactly. And one of the best ways to do that is through transparency. Be upfront and open about your commitment to Reach compliance.
Okay, so what does that look like in practice? Should I be sending my customers like detailed reports about our procedures?
No, not exactly. Think about how you can integrate ReachH messaging into your existing communication, like on your website, your product packaging.
Yeah.
You know, a clear statement that says you're dedicated to Reach compliance.
Right.
You could even create a dedicated page on your website. Explain Reach in simple language and highlight what you're doing to meet the requirements.
Make it easy for people to find that information.
Exactly. And don't forget about visuals. You know, infographics or even short videos can make things more engaging.
You're not just telling them, you're showing them.
Exactly. It's about backing up your words with actions.
Walk the walk.
Exactly.
Now, one thing that I keep seeing in these sources is the challenge of staying up to date. Because Reach isn't a set it and forget it kind of thing.
It's not.
It's constantly evolving, right?
It is, yeah. The European Chemicals Agency, ECHA, they're always updating things. New SVHEs, new guidelines. It's a lot to keep track of.
So how do you stay ahead of the curve? Do you have to constantly check their website for updates?
You could, but there are more efficient ways. First, subscribe to their email alerts. That way you'll get notified whenever there's a change.
Oh, okay. That's much easier.
It is, yeah. And you can also tap into industry groups or specialized consultants. They can provide expert advice and training to help you stay current.
Like having a REACH support system.
Exactly. But staying up to date isn't just about knowing the rules. It's about understanding how they apply to your specific situation.
You got to connect the dots.
Exactly. And that's why internal training is so crucial. Everyone in your company needs to be aware of REACH and their role in compliance.
It's a company-wide effort.
It is, yeah. Everyone from material selection to production to handling the final product. Everyone plays a part.
Now, let's be real for a second. What happens if a company just ignores REACH? Are there actual consequences?
Oh, absolutely. The EU takes REACH compliance very seriously. We're talking potential fines, products being removed from the market, even legal action in some cases.
That's definitely a motivator to get it right.
It is, yeah. But I really believe that REACH compliance should be about more than just avoiding those penalties. It should be about doing what's right for your customers, your employees, and the environment.
Ethical manufacturing, right?
Exactly. When you approach it with that mindset, it becomes an opportunity. It's a chance to improve your products, your processes, and build stronger relationships.
So it's a journey, not a destination.
I like that. Yeah.
Yeah.
And that journey can lead to innovation. You might find safer materials, more efficient processes, all while ensuring you're doing things the right way.
Turning those challenges into positive changes.
Exactly. And speaking of challenges, let's talk about that 10-year record-keeping requirement.
Yeah, 10 years. That's a long time.
It is, but it doesn't have to be overwhelming. The key is to have a system that works for you.
Okay, so how do we make that happen?
Well, the first step is to embrace technology.
Ah, technology to the rescue again.
Exactly. There's software out there specifically designed for REACH compliance.
Yeah.
It can help you with document storage, tracking, generated reports. It can really streamline the process.
Like having a digital assistant for REACH.
Exactly. No more piles of paperwork. Everything is organized and accessible.
Okay, so that sounds good, but what if I'm not very tech savvy?
Don't worry, there's plenty of support available. You can find consultants or training programs that can help you get up to speed.
Like digital guides.
Exactly.
So we've gone digital, we've got our system in place. What else can we do to make record keeping less daunting?
Remember that idea of breaking things down into smaller steps?
Yeah.
You can apply that to record keeping too. Instead of trying to do everything at once, create a schedule. Maybe dedicate a specific day each week to updating records.
Okay.
Or assign different tasks to different team members.
Creating a system.
Exactly. That way, nothing gets overlooked and you're always prepared.
So it's about building those good habits.
It is, yeah. Making REACH compliance a part of your company culture.
But ultimately, it's not just about the paperwork.
Right.
It's about creating products that you can be proud of.
Exactly. Products that are safe, high quality, and meet the highest standards.
So we've covered a lot in this deep dive. From supplier audits to digital tools to building a culture of compliance.
It's been a comprehensive journey.
It really has. And through it all, we've emphasized that REACH compliance is about doing what's right.
Yes.
For your customers, your employees, and the planet.
It's about responsible manufacturing.
Okay.
Ethical business practices.
And ultimately contributing to a more sustainable future.
Couldn't have said it better myself.
So we're going to wrap up this deep dive by talking about communicating your REACH compliance to your customers. Right after, just kidding, we're going to keep going. No breaks, no pauses.
Let's finish this up.
We're going to dive right in and explore how to build trust and confidence through effective communication. Okay, so we left off talking about communicating REACH compliance to customers and how to build trust and confidence.
Yeah.
It's not just about putting a label on something, right?
No, definitely not. It's about telling a story that resonates with them. A story about safety, quality, ethical production.
So how do we do that? What are some ways to craft that story?
Well, start with the why behind your REACH compliance. It's not just about following rules. It's about protecting people and the environment. It's about ensuring those high standards for your customers.
So it's about connecting your actions to your values.
Exactly. And then communicating that authentically.
Right.
You can create content that explains those benefits in a way that people understand. Like, imagine a video that shows how your testing ensures products are safe.
Okay.
Or a blog post about how using sustainable materials helps the planet.
So make it relatable.
Exactly.
And it also makes you stand out, right?
It does. It shows that you're going above and beyond.
Yeah, it's like a badge of honor.
And don't forget about visuals. Infographics can be really effective for explaining complex information.
Like a step-by-step guide.
Exactly. You could show how a product goes from raw materials to final production, highlighting all the reach checks along the way.
So give them a peek behind the curtain.
Exactly.
Transparency is key.
It is. And if you have certifications, show them off.
Like a seal of approval.
Exactly. It's a way to build trust.
Right. And communication is an ongoing thing.
It is. Keep your customers updated. Let them know about any changes.
Keep that conversation going.
Exactly.
So we've talked about supplier audits, record keeping, communication.
We've covered a lot.
What's the one thing you want our listeners to remember?
That reach compliance is a journey, not a destination.
Oh, I like that.
It's about continuous improvement.
We're always learning, always adapting.
Exactly.
And it's about more than just the rules.
Right.
It's about doing the right thing.
It is. It's about making a positive impact.
Well said. All right, folks, that wraps up our deep dive into reach compliance. We hope you've learned a lot and that you feel empowered to take on this journey. Remember, knowledge is power. So keep learning, keep asking questions, and until next time, stay curious.